The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Am I not as attractive as I think I am?
Do you want an answer?
Here was the thing. That was a setup. Tori's in for Aaron today, and Aaron would know what to do there. Just leave the room. Like, grab Wanda from HR. It's happening again! He's doing it again!
Wanda!
There's a story out that there's first off, I don't even know how to start this. Am I attractive?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh. Very much so.
Oh. You're a cutie.
No,
yes.
No, you don't get to say that.
Oh.
Well, first off, let's establish a baseline for you.
Okay.
You're married.
Yes.
Happily.
Yes.
Ecstatically.
Yes.
Oh my God, he's just great.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
Okay. He tolerates you, which is
huge.
Is that the best thing about your husband?
90% of the win.
Okay. So are you allowed to say other guys are cute?
Sure. Yeah. Okay. And other women are, I can also say that chick is fine.
Yeah. No, I mean, for sure.
Yeah. My wife and I talk about that all the time.
Yeah.
About other
men, women
that are
it
hot?
Doesn't matter. It's just like, look at that guy.
Yeah. No, I get that. But I would think it's,
I'm the one usually saying.
That's what I was going to say.
What am I supposed to do with that?
You probably don't point out good looking women very often.
No.
Because you're.
I don't even notice them, to be honest.
Yeah. I only see my wife.
I know you haven't spent a ton of time with T-Hag, but this man outkicked his coverage by a long shot. He does not want to mess up.
Did he reach up?
Oh, I mean, she had to reach through layers of magma to get down to where he's.
The Earth's crust.
Yes,
that's not right.
Just to try to get to where T-Hag is from.
T-Hag is a great looking guy.
Oh, thank you.
Very cute.
You've got a vibe today that's kind of freaking me out. Like the last 2 days.
What?
Like a good
this
vibe?
This is supposed to be about me, but screw it. Let's make it about you. Okay. Let's describe T-Hag today, okay. Tori. Like, the hair kind of slicked back, but still down.
It's a little 90s vibe, which you did explain 100%. Because you were thoughtful about your pant choice.
Very much
the
so,
the light acid. Would you say stonewash?
Yeah, a little stonewash.
Stonewash, right?
What are you laughing for?
They're like mom jeans a little bit.
Which is in. Which is in.
Girls!
Yeah. I've gotten in some mom jeans before.
I bet you haven't. Okay.
T-Hag.
And then you've got the double layer. You've got the light colored undershirt with the dark sweater.
He's got the cool Jordans, which look kind of like boots, hiking boots, but they're not. And then he's also gotten like the Tibetan jade bracelet. So I know you're like a little into like yoga maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a little hippy dippy.
A little bit hippy dippy.
Okay.
And his beard is long but coiffed.
It's totally coiffed.
I actually meant to shave it today or like trim it up today and I didn't.
No. So
you're going to trim it up because Tori was coming?
Yeah. Rugged but vulnerable.
Yeah. Okay. But so physically he's attractive.
Very. Very cute.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. But I don't think, and I swear to God I'm not fishing for a compliment here. Especially with the unruly state of my beard currently. I don't think I'm physically attractive.
Have you really, you've never thought you're physically attractive?
Not really, no.
Ever in your whole life?
No. But like, well, because like when I was in a band, I'm the guitar player, which is, no matter how hot you are.
Panty dropper.
No, but the singer's getting them first.
Oh,
you're always, if there's a line, there's a hierarchy.
I see.
And.
Is drummer the last?
For sure last.
Okay.
Always last.
But ching.
Well, first thing, like he smells terrible.
Okay, not all drummers smell.
They've played a 2-hour show sitting on a leather seat. So all the sweat is pooling down into their crack.
Pooled sweat.
Pooled sweat into the leather area.
Yeah.
And if you're doing the double wearing leather pants and sitting on a leather seat.
Oh,
no one wants to get with the drummer until he's
it also
showered.
It seems doubtful that most of those drummers showered right before they went on stage anyways. It's like
They definitely didn't.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Okay.
That's fair.
All right. So since I'm not classically handsome like T-Hag.
Which I don't think is true.
I appreciate that.
You're very welcome.
You get to stay all day whether you blow sunshine up my gig butt or not. There are two other things that can make a person attractive that I just found out about.
Okay.
One of them is your voice.
And look who has built his whole career on one's voice.
But I've built a career that pays me hundreds of dollars.
Tens of dollars.
But it's not like I'm swatting away hoo-ha when I walk through the... Like, I don't think... Listening to this sound right here, this horrifying, gravelly... No, it's not good.
It's like
real radio guys have a voice. They have the, like...
real radio guys have the like. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but nobody, but no one's getting a, you know, no one's interested in that. That's very old.
Sure?
Yeah, that's very hosty. Like, no one wants like, coming up, we have this. We want like, hey, it's dark and a gravelly road and it's raining a little bit. There's a thunderstorm a brewing.
But I don't even.
You know what I mean? We want
that. So I should try that next time I'm sitting at Hillstone by myself.
Could you pass the soy sauce?
Like what? Like, because this story says voice can be a thing. I feel like my voice is a detriment because it. I just feel.
I think like, that's a huge boost to you.
Really?
Yeah. I do.
There's some truth in this for sure. The night I met my wife for the very first time, one of the first things she said to me was, "Oh, I like your voice." And I
really,
I swear, and I said, "Funny you say that, because I want to do radio." And that was like our first conversation.
Wow. I wonder if your voice made her feel safe, made her feel sexy, made her feel, did it, you know?
Yeah, baby.
Because voices can do a lot. Like, Love is Blind. Have you guys watched that?
No.
Okay, great, great. I'll abandon it.
No, but I just heard. There's some scandal on there right now.
Huge scandal.
Because the girl, some girl who was on there has a boyfriend, Rocky, back home.
They all have a Rocky back home. Every single one of those people is dating someone and they're all lying and they're trying to get followers and clout, but it's fabulous to watch.
Because then she's been making out with some other dude on the show.
Oh, wow.
And he just saw it.
Okay.
Boyfriend Rocky just saw it and
not
he's mad.
Rocky.
Yeah. Poor Rocky.
Things are getting rocky.
Yeah, but things, but like their voice is very important to the atmosphere. I think you got a great voice. I think it's different. It's a nuance. I think you also bring people in. It's hard to get a voice where people listen to you these days. Everyone's talking. Everyone's loud.
But I mean, don't you think, I think maybe it's the thing that come, it's the things that come through my voice.
You mean your words?
Yeah, those things. Yeah. Maybe that's what's brushing away my words.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.